他有一个荣耀的地位。
Today some people do not see that they have a glorious identification.
我们看这个基督徒走出来，一点点没有属天的感觉。
We see a Christian walking down the street, we do not see that he is heavenly at all.
以利沙经过一个地方，经过一个书念城的时候，吃几顿饭，人家就看出这个人是圣洁的神人。
Elijah was passing by a place and just ate a few meals, and people could tell that he was different. He belonged to God.
好像那个书念妇人，不是说我听见他讲道，发现他是圣洁的神人，我看他吃饭，看出他是圣洁的神人。
It's just like a woman that was recorded did not hear about the sermon, but just look at the way he ate, could tell that he was holy.
地位是很重要。
Position is right.
我们今天讲地位讲得太过分了，忘记我们的地位是属天，我们的功用却是属地的。
But we should not overemphasize our heavenly position, but we also know that we have a function on earth.
所以主耶稣说，你们是世上的。
Therefore, Jesus, he said, you are the world, or you are the salt or the light of the world. Off is it portrays belonging.
主耶稣除了有言教，他也有很清楚的身教。
Jesus Christ, besides teaching verbally, he also exemplifies.
他出来做工的时候，很多人批评他。
When he first came out to ministry, many people criticized him.
在马太福音十一章告诉我们说，有人这样批评他。
Matthew chapter 11 tells us.
他们说施洗约翰不吃不喝。
John the Baptist, he did not eat, he did not drink.
他们就说这个人被鬼附，你看古里古怪的。
And they said, well, this man is weird. He may be possessed by the devil.
人子来了。
The son of man has come.
又吃又喝。
He eat and he drink.
人家又批评他了。
People criticize
him. 那批评他什么呢？
And said,
说贪吃好酒的人。
And said he likes to eat. He's always hungry for food.
吃喝只有两条路，一个是吃喝，一个是不吃不喝。
When we talk about this subject, there are only two alternatives. Either you eat it or you don't eat it.
你看你不吃不喝，人家说古里古怪，这个人被鬼附。
You don't eat it, people criticize it's weird, it's possessed by the devil.
你看你一吃了，人家批评你，说这个人好贪吃好酒。
And when you do take it, people say that you're so hungry, you're so hungry for food all the time.
你留在家里，人家说这个传道人好偷懒懒惰，都不出去做工。
If you stay at home, people will criticize the saying that this minister is lazy, he does not work.
你一天到晚出去探访，人家批评你说这个传道人不肯亲近神，都在外面做草木合接的工作。
And if you go out visitation a lot, people will criticize and say this pastor spends all this time building up houses that are made of haystack and he does not spend any time to be close to God.
怎么办？
What do you do?
坐在楼梯上最好。
Maybe it's better to be midway on the stairway.
那么也不出去，也不在家里面，反正我就在当中。如果有人要找我，到楼梯上见面。
You're not inside, you're not outside. If anybody wants to look for you, make an appointment at the stairway.
我为什么讲这个呢？因为施洗约翰不吃不喝，他是为了天国的缘故，不错。
Why am I talking about this? John the Baptist, he did not eat nor did he drink.For the sake of the kingdom of God.
他不是标新立异，说哎呀大家都这样，所以我来一个新姿态出现。他没有这个意思。
He was not trying to be different. He was not trying to come up with something new, a novelty or anything.
但是耶稣吃喝也不是为了自己，他是愿意做罪人的朋友，所以动机也是为做天国的缘故。
Jesus Christ, he drank and he ate not for his own reason, but to be a friend.With the sinners, so it was also for the sake of the kingdom of God.
如果你基督徒的生活一天到晚活在他人的批评论断的里面，你就不要活了。
If your Christian living is in constant fear of the criticisms of other people, then maybe you better not live.
但是我特别要强调的，如果你要我选，我要选什么？
But I cannot overemphasize. If you were to ask me to choose, what would I choose?
我选择主耶稣。
I choose to be like Jesus Christ.
我要吃要喝。
I like to drink and to eat.
什么叫做要吃要喝呢？
What does it mean to want to eat and to drink?
有好多老朋友好久没有见面，见到我说，哎呀，你胖了。
So many people who haven't seen you for a long time and he sees us and he said, oh, you have gained some weight.
这是吃喝的结果。
the consequence of eating and drinking.
我不是指这个。
I'm not talking about it.
主耶稣他给我们的榜样，他拣选吃喝，他不拣选不吃不喝。
Jesus Christ gave us an example that he chose eating and drinking over not.
他有他的目的。
He had his purpose.
我不晓得大家有没有这样的感觉和观念，或者过去受过这样的教导。
I don't know whether you have had this type of teaching before.
你越受苦，你越属灵。
The more you suffer, the more spiritual you become.
我们为主肯为主受苦的人感谢主。
We thank the Lord for those who are willing to suffer for the Lord's sake.
但是我不认为受苦是使你更属灵的阶梯。
But yet I do not think that suffering is a prerequisite or a stepping stone to becoming Muslim.
今天中国教会许许多多讲受苦的信息，很多是受了佛教和道教的影响。
The many messages that are coming out of Chinese Christian churches that talk about suffering, maybe it is being influenced by Buddhism and by Taoism.
所以我们要注意，这里面有很多很多很敏感的一些真理在里面。
Therefore, there are some that are very keenly sensitive teaching.
所以以前有一本书叫 In His Step, 就是我们这个主题的一本书啊。
You know that there's a book by the name In His Step.
那么就讲到一个教会的牧师带领全教会的弟兄姊妹注意一件事情。
It talks about the minister of the church who was leading the whole congregation to try to figure out one thing.
当你跑到一个十字路口的时候，你不知道何去何从的时候，你要训练自己想一件事：如果主耶稣是我，他要怎么做？
When you are at a crossroad and when you do not know how to make your decision.You say that if Jesus were in this position, what would he do?
因着这一个态度，这个教会带来一个很大的转一个转机和复兴。
Because of this attitude, the church had a critical change and also a big revival.
OK, 第三点我们要提的是一个平衡基督徒的信仰，是基督徒生活一个很重要的一个基础。
The third thing that we want to talk about is the balance of a Christian life, is the basic foundation of a Christian living.
我首先要声明的平衡不等于妥协。
I'd like to say that balance is not compromise.
其实有很多人以为说，那过平衡的基督徒的意思就是说要妥协，不是的。
So many Christians today feel that in order to be balanced, you have to compromise.
平衡乃是让我们看见在圣经里面一而再、再而三一个很清楚的启示。
Balance in the Bible we have seen it repeatedly as a revelation.
我觉得一个基督徒在三方面要需要很懂得平衡，一个是生命，一个是生活，一个是侍奉。
I think the Christians ought to find good balance in three things, living, life, and serve.
不是说这三件事情有相等的三分的这个关系，这是生命，这是生活，这是侍奉。
We are not dividing this circle equally into three equal portions as life, living, and ministry.
我所说的生命、生活、侍奉在一个基督徒身上的关系是这样一个平衡的一个关系。
And the kind of balance that I'm talking about is that type of a relationship.
生命是整个东西的基础。
Life itself is the foundation of the whole thing.
你如果没有神的生命，你如果没有一个正确与神的关系，其他一些都免谈。
If you do not have a good relationship with God, in your life, then you can't talk about anything else.
那么接下来就讲到基督徒的生活。
Then here we talk about Christian living.
然后讲到基督徒的侍奉。
We talk about the service or the ministry of a Christian.
当然我们这样讲是比较狭义的，生命是单单指你跟神之间灵修的那个关系。
When we talk about this life, we talk about the spiritual life with God.
生活是讲到一个基督徒的行事为人。
When we talk about the Christian living, we're talking about the way that he acts about in the world.
讲侍奉是讲到在教会里面的一些工作。这三样东西我们必须有这样一个概念。
We have to have a clear concept about this.
保罗是一个在生命上跟主很密切的人，是没有问题的。
Paul and his wife, he had a close relationship with God. That has no question.
那么我们特别注意保罗对这个生活和侍奉之间的关系，我们看一书的圣经。
Let us look at the place in the Bible to find out the relationship between living and ministry.
请注意看《使徒行传》二十章。 在使徒行在二十章里面，我们看见保罗在米利都跟以弗所的一些长老讲了一些耳提面命的话。
We see here that Paul was talking to some of these elders about some very important teaching.
那么他跟以弗所当然有很密切的关系。
Of course, Paul was very closely related to the Ephesus, Church of Ephesus.
他那个时候觉得他跟这个以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹分别了以后，在地上没有机会见面。
He felt that as he was leaving Ephesus, maybe there was no opportunity to see these people again.
所以中国人说人之将去其言也善。
The Chinese say that as man is leaving his last words are worthy of listening to.
所以他在那个时候是把最重要的一些话要交代给以弗所教会的负责的弟兄姊妹。
He was bidding them on some of the very important words.
请注意看十八节。
18.
我觉得这几节圣经对我来讲有很大的挑战性。
I think it's very challenging to me.
十八节说他们来了，就是那些长老来了，保罗就说你们知道自从我到亚西亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何。
18. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, You know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons.
服侍主凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼。
Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews.
十九节讲到他 serving the Lord, 他服侍主。
19 talks about serving the Lord.
我们的弟兄念的是这个 King James Version.
Yes, I was reading the King James Version.
那么在这个 Revised Standard, 这个 Version 上面他就讲 serving the Lord with humility, with tears,And also with trials, 就是三个不同的这个服侍主的态度。
In the revised version, it talks about the three attitudes, and that is with humility, with tears, and with trials.
哇，这个是很好的一个榜样。
This is a very good example.
但是请特别注意，在还没有读到十九节以前，服侍主以前，他是讲到他的为人如何。
But before he talked about serving the Lord, he talked about the kind of manner that he had.
保罗看重为人，过于看重他的服侍。
Paul saw that his manner was more important than serving the Lord.
一个人不懂得为人，你许许多多的服侍，你会发现你那个不对的为人，做会成为你服侍的反对。
A person who does not know manners, he will find that because of his bad manners, it becomes an obstacle in his course of serving the Lord.
你们知道今天什么人来拆传道人的台吗？
Do you know what kind of people are seem to be defeating the purposes of the missionaries?
在台上大声疾呼讲一篇金科玉律的道理。
Those people who preach,radiantly on the stage.
你知道他下来以后谁拆散他这片道呢？是他自己。
And who are the people that can say that his sermon was no good?
他在台上讲这个天花乱坠，下来以后完全把他所建立的这一个信息给破坏掉。
He may be talking very radiantly up on the pulpit, but when he comes down, his own behavior tears is a message to pieces.
这是为人的问题。
And this is what we are talking about here.
你看保罗他怎么说呢？他说我在你们中间为人。
And Paul says, what manner I have been with you at all seasons.
在你们中间，请特别注意这几个字。
He said, among you. I'd like to call your attention to that two words.
我们都懂得什么叫做道成肉身。
We all understand what it means that the word
confession.
Became flesh.
Incarnation, right?
Oh,
yeah. 我们说道成肉身就是描写主耶稣他是神成为人。
We are really describing Jesus Christ that he is God and he became man.
但是我们很少把道成肉身这四个字应用在我们的身上。
But very rarely do we apply that word incarnation into ourselves.
我们只会说道成肉身是指耶稣。
We say that incarnation refers to Jesus Christ.
我们很少想到道成肉身是指我。
We very rarely say that that refers to ourselves.
我们里面有主的道，但是我们需要把这个道变成肉身。
We have the word of God inside us, but we have to incarnate that, into manifestation.
所以我们要像主耶稣、像保罗一样，我们要进到他们的中间。
Therefore, we ought to be like Paul. We ought to go amidst them, go into them.
今天早上我说，今天有很多人误会“分别为圣”的这个意思。
I said this morning that many people misunderstand what when we say to be distinguished.
他们说跟世界离得越远，就越是分别为圣。
They say to be set as further apart as from the world, then you are more sanctified.
这个不是道成肉身的意思。
This is not the meaning here.
他说主耶稣道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
It talks about Jesus Christ when he took the form of a man and he lived among us and, and to be filled with grace and abundantly.
那么他还有一句话说 in all season, 中文是始终。
Here we also see at all seasons and in Chinese it means from beginning to end.
就是 consistent.就是一次
that is saying consistently.
那么今天我觉得很多基督徒不能过一个始终的生活。
Today a few many Christians cannot live a kind of a consistent life.
有人有始而无终。
Some people they have beginning but no end.
圣经里面有一个人叫迪马。
We know about the person in the Bible, Demas.
那么他是有始没有终。
With the beginning and no end.
我们看一个马可。
Mark.
他是无始有终
No beginning and with an end.
他开头开得很糟糕，这个年轻人。
Very bad beginning.
他一开始的时候给保罗留下一个很坏的印象。
Gave a very bad impression.
为了这个人，保罗跟他的同工分裂。
Paul, because of him, was separated from his colleague.
但是保罗在老年的时候
But in his old age,
他说马可真宝贵。
Paul says, Mark is very precious.
他是个无始有终的人。
He has no beginning but with an end.
但是我们感谢主，我们的主是一个又有始又有终的一位。
We thank our Lord for He has a beginning and an end.
我们也为主保罗感谢主，他也是一个有始有终的人。
Also, Paul was also with a beginning and an end. We thank God for it.
Okay, 现在是两点半。
Now it's 2:30.
那么我们有一个短的 break.
We'll take a short break.
那么这个基本的观念呢，还有一点，我待会儿再讲。
We'll continue later on.
那么我们就暂时停在这，让大家出去平衡一下。几点开始？三点，两点四十分。OK, 我们两点四十分回来，好，两点四十分。怎么样？累吗？突然之间我声音有点哑，不知道为什么。
Two other workshops, planning on carrying with this one. One workshop in room number 11, how to teach your children in a Christian home.
Okay. 我们刚才讲了几个很重要的基本的观念。
We talked about a few very important basic concepts.
第一个，我们从圣经来归纳这个基督徒行事为人原则的这个依归。
First of all, from the Bible we deduce the principle by which a man ought to live, a Christian ought to live.
那第二，我们特别强调，我们既然有这样的一个题目，与主同行，我们就要看主的榜样。
Secondly, we emphasize since we have the theme in His steps, we have to use Jesus Christ as our example.
那么第三，我们谈到平衡的基督徒生活。
Thirdly, we talk about the balance of a Christian life.
那么第四点，我这些年来也是心里面一直很深的负担的一个题目，我要在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起包重。
This is a point that I have been burdened many years, and I'd like to share with you now.
我们要建立基督徒正确的世界观。
We have to build a correct world concept for a Christian.
今天有许多人把圣经里面世界这个观念搞混。
Today many Christians are confused with the word, with the word world in the Bible.
起码在圣经里面，我们看见这个世界有三个不同的意思。
You know, at least there are three meanings to this word world.
神所创造的宇宙万物是神所创造的一个世界。
The cosmos that God created is this world.
所以在圣经里面告诉我们说，这个世界，神所造的这个世界，就是指说这个我们今天所看到的这个很美的这个大自然。
Therefore, when we talk about, when God talks about the creation, He talks about this, natural world that we see.
那么第二个世界的定义和观念呢，是在约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世界，在英文圣经是这样讲。
The second, definition of the word world is found in John 3:16, God so loved the world.
那么那个地方中文是特别把它翻译出来是世界上的人。
Their Chinese version brings out that God so loved the worldly people.
那么第三个地方呢，在约翰一书二章十五节，圣经说不要爱世界。
The third place is John 2, 16. It's
First John. 约翰一书对是。
First John. Sorry. And it talks about do not love the world.
所以我们在这里如果不去分辨的话，就会觉得彼此有一点矛盾，因为。约翰三章十六节是约翰写的，约翰一书二章十五节也是约翰写。
If we try, do not try to distinguish, then we may be confused because John wrote both the Gospel according to John and also First John.
所不同的就是约翰福音早一点写，约翰一书晚一点写。
The only difference was the time.
大概约翰年纪大了，这个头脑有一点乱，这个字就乱用了。
John wrote First John at his old age. Maybe he was a little confused.
我想圣灵感动人写圣经的时候不会这样。
But I believe that the Holy Spirit inspired John to write it, and therefore it couldn't be a mistake.
因为约翰福音三章十六节讲到神爱这个世界是讲到世人说的。
John 3:16, God so loved the world is talking about the people in this world.
那么约翰一书二章十五节说不要爱世界是指着世俗而说的。
First John chapter 2 verse 15 talks about do not love the world, it talks about do not love worldliness.
所以这个我们要分别世俗和世界是不一样。
Therefore we see the difference between world and worldliness.
那么因为我们不会分辨这一些观念，所以我们整个基督徒的世界观就出了很大的毛病。
If we do not distinguish all these three meanings, then our world concept will be all confused.
昨天晚上我们听林牧师讲到原则和细则的不同。
Last night we heard Dr. Lin talk about the difference between principles and details.
我们不能把原则细则混为一谈。
We cannot confuse these two.
但是讲到基督徒世界观的时候，有两件事情我也特别想提出来，希望弟兄姊妹不要把它弄混。
When we talk about the world concept of Christians, there are two things I'd like to call your attention to.
圣经里面有绝对、有相对的思想。
In the Bible, there is such thing as absolute and relative.
今天有许多的基督徒把绝对的事情相对化。
Today, some people, some Christians, they rationalize the absolute things and make them relative.
也相反的，有许多人把相对的事情绝对化。
And they also rationalize those things that ought to be relative and they make them absolute.
也许这样讲非常的这个抽象。
Maybe it is too abstract just to talk about it.
我们可以在教会里面听见类似这样的说法，我们就懂这个绝对的相对化或者相对的绝对化是什么意思。
What have we really been talking about?
我们回到刚才说的什么基督徒看电影不看电影的问题。
Let's go back to what we're talking about as Christians want to go see movies.
我不是在这里鼓励大家说基督徒要看电影，我没有这个意思。
I'm not encouraging all the Christians to go see movies.
但是我也没有说基督徒不可以看电影，我也没有这样说。
Nor have I said that Christians cannot see movies.
我觉得今天有很多基督徒看电影不看电影，不知道为什么看，不知道为什么不看。
Now some Christians who see movies do not know why they see movies. Some Christians who do not see movies do not know why they do not.
他不看电影，他不是从心里面的一个很清楚的 conviction 而来，他是因为看见很多人都不看，因为那个牧师这样讲，那个传道到底圣经怎么说？他把许许多多这一类相对的东西把它绝对化。
He does not go to see the movies not because he convicted by the Bible, but because some people say this or some people say that. So what they have done is they have rationalized these things that are relative into an absolute time frame.
如果我们好好的去思想基督徒生活的那些层面的时候，我们会发现许许多多今天教会里面所讲的一些绝对的东西，并不是原来在圣经里面就是绝对的。
If we study and think about it carefully, we'll find out many churches they talk about many absolute things in the Bible. They are not absolute.
在台湾，我觉得好基督徒就不看电影。
In Taiwan, the good Christians don't go to the movies.
后来我到新加坡去念神学。
Singapore went to seminary.
我发现有许多看电影的好基督徒。
I found there were many good Christians that went to movies.
那我再说，我不是鼓励你们看电影哈。
I'm not encouraging you to go to the movies.
我也不是在这里定电影的罪，定看电影的罪。
Nor am I condemning you for going to the movies.
但是我们从刚才我所说的这两句话，会不会产生一个疑问在我们的头脑里面？
But because of what I said, would that create a question mark in your head?
我在台湾这个理所当然就接受下来，因为好基督徒一定不看电影的。
In Taiwan, this is a set pattern. The good Christians just don't go to the movies.
但是为什么我到了新加坡以后，发现有很多看电影的好基督徒呢
？Why is it that after I went to Singapore, I found some Christians that are good and they went to the movies?
当然，这看电影的问题已经渐渐不是一个很重要的 issue 在教会里面。以前在我们还做学生的时代，哇，这个问题非常非常的严重。
This problem is no longer a big issue. At the time that I was still a student, it was a big issue.
因为今天大家已经没有办法讨论这个问题，因为你不看，你说不可以看电影，一天到晚在家里面电视里面看电影。
Can't talk about it because everybody has a chance to watch TV. So if you don't see movies, you can still see it on the screen at home.
所以现在牧师也渐渐不再谈这个问题，因为他家里面有电视，所以他觉得最好不要碰这个问题。
Ministers no longer talk about it because they have TVs at home too, so they don't want to talk about it.
真的，圣经里面从来没有把看电影不看电影把它绝对化，没有，绝对没有。
Really, the Bible does not talk about.To go see movies or not in an absolute way.
如果今天有一个人因为他去看电影绊倒别的人，我常常说那绊倒的人活该。
If someone he goes to see movies and he has caused someone else to fall, I oftentimes say, well, this person who fall deserves it.
我也许我有一点开玩笑，但是我要弟兄姊妹好好的思想这个问题。有很多因为观念错误而使人跌倒的那个跌倒，应该重新来骨架他的这个他的圣经上对这件事情的看法。
Maybe I am kidding a little bit, but I really mean to say that those people, because of a discrepancy in their concept and have caused other people to fall, they ought to have a reevaluation of their recognition of the principles in the Bible.
相反，今天有很多人把圣经里面绝对的事情去相对化。
On the contrary, many people are rationalized the things that talk about in the Bible in an absolute way, and they have made it relative.
这次到 Lynchburg 来，我很兴奋，因为常常在电视里面看一个节目，是 Lynchburg 这里一个教会一个牧师所主持的。
This time when I come to Lynchburg, I'm very excited because many times I have watched a program sponsored in Lynchburg area on TV.
他的名字是不是叫 Larry Fowler 还是什么？是。那 Jerry Fallon, sorry, Jerry Fallon、那么最近我看了他几次的这电视节目，他非常强烈的向着这个社会提出挑战。
This is Reverend Jerry Falwell, the church in Lynchburg, and he is petitioning to the whole population here in the United States, especially the Christians, about several issues, moral issues.
第一个他强调的是站在基督徒的立场，将站在圣经的启示的立场，反对所谓堕胎的问题。
Number one is based on the teaching in the Bible, revelation of the Bible, he is strongly against abortion.
他也反对同性恋的问题。
Also the problem of homosexuals.
他也反对这个色情文学的问题。
Also the problem of pornography.
我们看见他非常强调的在那讲这个东西的时候，他是站在一个很冒险很危险的一个立场，比如说他每天要收到相当多的恐吓他的信件。
we see that he was really going out to a limb when he was talking about this type of things on radio broadcast. I heard that he received many letters of threat every day.
但是一个基督徒在今天的社会里面，我们应该，既然我们是光是盐，我们就应该对这个社会一些该绝对的东西，我们不能放弃，不能放松。
Therefore, we as Christians.